So imagine your boss catches you on Slack right as you're logging off, and they're like, "Hey, can you take on this extra project?"
And your brain is just screaming no, but your fingers instantly type, sure.
Yes, exactly. Welcome to today's deep dive into week 15, day one of the workbook. Our theme today is Law 15, which is always keep your word, especially when doing so is difficult.
And that difficulty is really the key. I mean, our brains are hardwired to avoid immediate social friction.
Right, because saying no to someone feels like a threat.
Oh, completely. It actually spikes your cortisol levels. It triggers this genuine micro stress response. So, to soothe that sudden anxiety in the moment, your reflex is to just say yes.
So we basically hand out our word like pennies instead of gold, just to avoid the psychological friction of saying no.
Yeah, pretty much. And that's why the source material emphasizes this cognitive framework called the three Ds, which are do, decline, or defer.
Okay, wait, let me push back on that a second. I mean, do and decline make total sense, but isn't defer just, I don't know, a polite way of kicking the can down the road?
Well, no, not really. It prevents mental overload. It stops the brain from writing corrupt code through overcommitment.
But how is that any better than just saying yes to soothe the anxiety?
Because it shifts your neural networks. When you defer by saying, like, let me check my schedule and get back to you actually disengage the amygdala's threat response.
Oh, wow. So you're buying yourself time.
Exactly. You buy time for your prefrontal cortex, the logical part of your brain, to evaluate your actual bandwidth. You replace a panic reflex with a conscious decision.
That makes a lot of sense. And that conscious evaluation is exactly what today's first exercises demand. They ask you to rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 5.
Which is always deliberately uncomfortable.
Oh, totally. First, you rate yourself on keeping your word when true sacrifice is required, and then on your ability to actually define boundaries.
Because we all experience profound cognitive dissonance there. Like, we desperately want to believe our word is gold.
But our daily actions show it's more like cheap pennies.
Right. So rating yourself quantitatively forces you to actually measure that gap between your self-image and your reality.
And that gap really comes into sharp focus in the third exercise. You have to reflect on a specific scenario from the reading with Mike, Sue, and David.
Right, the one where Sue makes a critical mistake on a project.
Yeah, and then Mike covers for her and takes the hit to protect the team. But David immediately throws Sue under the bus, just to save his own face.
And the workbook asks you to project your past behavior onto those three characters.
Which is such a good psychological tactic.
It really is brilliant design. Because if the workbook just bluntly asked, hey, are you a reliable person when things go wrong? Your ego would instantly construct a defense mechanism to say yes.
Of course it would.
But by forcing you to align your actual past behaviors with Mike, Sue, or David, it completely bypasses those defensive ego structures. You have to confront your internal boundary-setting mechanisms without those usual justifications we use.
Once you dismantle those defenses, though, you have to rebuild. The workbook outlines three mental code rewrites to repeat daily.
Those are crucial for the rewiring process.
Right, so the three are owning all responsibility, treating commitments as contracts, and realizing keeping your word matters most when it's hard. But, does repeating a phrase actually change behavior?
It does. It leverages neuroplasticity. When you repeat these phrases three times daily, you're actively rewiring neural pathways.
So you're literally linking accountability to your core identity.
Exactly. You're forcing the brain to pause and write new code.
Which perfectly sets up tonight's bedtime question. It asks, what unmanaged desire or fear keeps me from setting the boundaries needed to protect my word?
Planting that prompt right before sleep allows your subconscious to untangle those hidden fears while your conscious defenses are down.
Because you're relaxed, right?
Yeah, as you drift off, your prefrontal inhibition relaxes.
Right.
You can process the friction of, say, disappointing your boss without the waking world's anxiety.
It is definitely heavy lifting, but this level of self-awareness is where real behavioral change happens. Grab your workbook, tackle today's exercises with absolute honesty, and get your mind ready for tomorrow's module.
It's going to be a good one.
Definitely. But before you dive in today, consider this. If you strictly deferred or declined every single request you can absolutely guarantee starting today, would the people in your life trust you less, or would they fundamentally respect you more?